I'm not going to make the same mistake I kept making at 8 o'clock. It must be the time change because I kept referring to October. This is now November. Do we have anyone who's celebrating a birthday in the month of November? A month? We pray for Joan. Let us pray. God, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We give thanks for Joan, whose birthdays we celebrate this month. May she ever grow in your faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Anyone celebrating a wedding anniversary in the month of November? We pray for God's blessings upon you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you, during this month, we remember with thanksgiving the vows of love and commitment our friends have made to you and to each other in their marriage. We pray for your continued blessing upon them. May they learn from both their joys and their sorrows, and always discover new riches in their life together in you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A few announcements. First, in your bulletins, it may seem far away, but Advent is actually not that far away. It's only a few weeks away. And in your bulletins, you've got an insert with the Advent and Christmas services here at St. George on Yonge. Please be sure to take that home, put it on your fridge, mark it down, and plan to come out and be part of that time of spiritual renewal as we prepare for the season of Christmas. Especially the Advent Quiet Day, please make sure that if you would like to be part of that, there is a sign-up sheet at the back of the church, and it would be helpful for us to know. In addition to that, there is going to be a community dinner on the 19th of November, specifically for those who come to receive gift cards from us once a month to hope to build a relationship with them. If you'd like more information, please speak to Leonard. There is a sign-up sheet because we would like some parishioners to be there too for lunch on that day to engage in conversation and to get to know people a little bit better. Reminder of the Taizé service this coming Thursday night. It is sponsored by the Mandarin Fellowship, but it is open to all of us and it is meant for all of us. And last month, it certainly was a wonderful opportunity to use the Taizé chants and to enter into a true spiritual experience of God's grace. So I encourage you to think about coming out to that this Thursday night. It's here in the sanctuary. It's the front is full of candles, and it is absolutely gorgeous and glorious. And I encourage you to think about coming out to that. I've been announcing that this year is our deanery. Our deanery is one of the ones who put forward nominations to receive the Order of Toronto. The executive is going to be meeting today to go through the names of those who have been nominated from St. George on Yonge. If you have any names that you wish for us to consider, please make sure I have them this morning, because we'd like to try to make that decision today. I'm not sure. I thought that you had an announcement. Okay, come on right up to the mic, Colin.
I'll go get it. So as you know, my daughter has been doing a project where they collect milk bags to make beds for the unfortunate. So today we have finally gotten our board built. And so this is just an example of how it's done and what we use the milk bags for. So Jeff was kind enough to do it, and he started it last night for us. So basically you cut...
It took me about 2 hours just to do that.
So you basically cut one of the milk bags in four strips, and you knot them together. So it's about 7 pieces across. It's 7 pieces across, and they have to be firm, and then we weave them going down the other way. So it's something that everybody can get involved with.
He's making a comment to me about what he saw last night.
It didn't look as good when I saw it last
night. We had some fixes this morning. So everyone can get involved in it. So we'll need a lot of help to still collect milk bags, as well as to have the milk bags prepared. And one of the things that I want to say is thank you for everybody who's been doing that. We do have quite a collection. There's only one thing I'd like to ask, that when you prepare the milk bags, try to keep them as flat as possible for us. It will be easier for us to cut them and then to weave them.
There's, if my math is correct, just to do the vertical or the horizontal ones, we need 284 bags.
So in total, it's about 500 to do one mat.
That's a lot of milk, too.
I want to say thank you for bringing us this project. I think it's great that as a parish and as the children of our Sunday school and as our seniors and anyone who would like to, what a great project. And so thank you to you and Tatiana for bringing this to us and for giving us the opportunity to become involved in a more tangible way than just collecting the milk bags. So thank you. Keep collecting the milk bags and talk to Colleen about how you might get involved in this ministry too. Our recessional hymn this morning.